This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Lok Sabha today passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. It aims to regulate online gaming by prohibiting harmful money gaming services while encouraging e-sports and social games. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that the legislation aims to protect people from harmful online money gaming services that are posing a serious concern in the society as they create addiction, leading to financial frauds and cheating.
ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स जो कि आज समाज में बड़ा चिंता का विषय बना है कई ऐसे परिवार है कई ऐसे व्यक्ति है जिनको ऑनलाइन मनी गेम्स के कारण एक एडिक्शन हो जाता है जिंदगी भर की बचत गेम में उड़ा दी जाती है फ्रॉड और चीटिंग एल्गोरिदम्स ऐसे होते हैं कि पता नहीं चलता कि कौन किसके साथ खेल रहा है और एल्गोरिदम्स होते हैं हार निश्चय हो जाती है फाइनेंशियल लॉसेस माननीय अध्यक्ष जी कई परिवार नष्ट हुए एक्सट्रीम केसेस हुए सुसाइड भी हुई समाज में जो बहुत एक बड़ी बुराई आ रही है उससे बचने के लिए ये बिल लाया गया
Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced key bills in the Lok Sabha amid uproar by the opposition parties over various issues, including Special Intensive Revision or SIR drive of electoral roll. The bills include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025, and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganization Amendment Bill 2025. The bills have proposed that if the Prime Minister, Union Ministers, or chief ministers are arrested and detained in custody for 30 consecutive days for offences that attract a jail term of at least 5 years, they will lose their job on the 31st day. Opposition parties, including Congress, AIMIM and Samajwadi Party, opposed the introduction of these bills, terming them as unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred the bills to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The bill further amends the Indian Institutes of Management Act 2017. It seeks to establish the Indian Institute of Management, IIM, at Guwahati in Assam, which is an important centre of the northeastern region of the country. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that over the last 4 years, India-Russia bilateral trade in goods has increased more than fivefold from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25. Dr. Jaishankar stated this while co-chairing the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission for Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation, or IRIGC-TEC, in Moscow today, with the first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov. Dr. Jaishankar also stressed on the urgent need to address trade imbalance between the two countries.
Over the last 4 years, bilateral trade in goods has increased from more fivefold, from $13 billion in 2021 to $68 billion in 2024-25, and it continues to grow. However, a major trade balance has accompanied the growth. It has increased from 6.6 billion to 58.9 billion, which is about 9 times. So we need to address that urgently.
India today successfully test-fired intermediate range ballistic missile Agni-5 from the integrated test range in Chandipur off the Odisha coast. In a statement, the Defence Ministry informed that the launch validated all operational and technical parameters. It added that the launch was carried out under the aegis of the Strategic Forces Command. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists surrendered before the security forces across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. Each surrendered Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees. And Diamond Harbour FC defeated East Bengal FC in the second semi-final match of the Durand Cup Football Trophy by 2-1 in the Vivekanand Yuva Bharati Krilangan in Kolkata today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.